You're listening to The Warner Star, the show about the real stars of Warner Elementary.
Welcome back to The Warner Star. I have three fourth graders with us today from Mrs. Gibbs' class. The first one, let's introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Marmor.
My name is Catherine Warren.
My name is Elliot Lupo.
So we've got Damarian, we've got Elliot, and we have Catherine, and they are going to talk about things that are going on in fourth grade. So let's just start. I just happened to see you three in music class with Mrs. Fitz, and that means what is coming up?
Our Christmas musical performance.
Christmas musical. Do all three of you have a part in the musical performance?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Elliot, what are you doing in the musical?
My part is to hold up a sign to run across the stage with someone else with a sign.
Okay, very good. So you're going to be part of the front and center. That's kind of nerve-wracking. Damarian, what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be introducing the shows.
Oh, kicking us off. Exciting. And Catherine, what are you?
I'm doing a solo with my friend.
A solo. Wow, that's quite the honor. So those three are going to be in the Christmas musical next week, right? So
yes.
I imagine all three of you are going to bring your family along.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be great. Well, let's see. What else? Well, you know, it is the holiday time. Is there something that you're looking forward to for the holidays? Damarian, you're shaking your head yes. What are you looking forward to?
Well, I've been waiting to go see my Grandma Litton in Howell.
Ah, going to see Grandma. That's a great thing to do at the holidays. Elliot, anything you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to go bowling for the first time.
Ooh, we got a bowler in the room. And Catherine?
I'm looking forward to spending time with my family on Christmas break.
Ooh, and not only that, but Catherine, you're on the string team as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a string team performance coming up. That is quite, we've got a lot of busy fourth graders in here. Well now, I really can't go any further without stopping, and I know you're in Mrs. Gibbs' room, which means you have done a ton of reading. Can you tell me either the book that you're reading right now or your favorite book so far in fourth grade? Does anybody want to start us off?
Me.
Okay, go ahead, Elliot.
My favorite book is Varjak Paw.
I've never read that one. Can you just give us like a quick little, what are some of the main parts?
Some of the main parts is, it's about a cat who he's on his own, like out in the wilderness, because he had to leave his house where he lived.
Would you describe it as an adventure, a mystery? What type of a genre?
Probably adventure.
Adventure? Okay, excellent. Who'd like to go next?
Me.
Catherine.
My favorite book so far is Wonder.
Oh, love Wonder. August. Augie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Choose kind?
Yep.
That's a great message. So would you recommend that book for all other people to read?
Yes, I would.
Damarian.
Sidekicks. My favorite book, Sidekicks.
What's Sidekicks about?
It's about the superhero who has a dog, and I think it's a guinea pig, I think.
He's a superhero with a dog and a guinea pig.
That, like, help him, like, fight, and then, like, one day there's this package that came with, like, a lizard in it, like, a talking lizard. He never really understood it. Until one day when they were fighting and when they started fighting and he said something, then the human said, I didn't know you could talk.
That sounds like so is it kind of a fantasy type of a book?
Yeah.
Sounds like a fantasy. Excellent. So I heard last year from some fifth graders now that they said, if you're going to be successful in Mrs. Gibbs' class, you need to love to read.
I read over 50 books.
You've read over 50 books? 50 books. I hope everybody's hearing that. Were they accurate? You got to love to read?
Mm-hmm.
Do you love to read?
Yes.
Oh, that is... there is a true passion for reading in Mrs. Gibbs' class, and I think in many others, but definitely in Mrs. Gibbs' class. So, as you know, as we kind of wind down, we got five more days, one more week until we have the holiday break. What would you dream about? What would you hope for people for the year 2015 coming up? Do you have any hopes or dreams for either kids here at Warner or people around the world? What would you hope for?
That they have a safe shelter and they have enough clothes and they have enough money and books to read.
Maybe if you see garbage laying around, you can like stop and pick it up.
I think there should be less pollution.
Spoken from our fourth graders. All three things would definitely, definitely help our world be a better place. Okay, so we've had kindergartners on here, we've had first graders on here, and you are the first fourth graders on here. I need one last quick question. Would you have any advice for, let's say, third graders next time? What advice would you give some third graders?
They shouldn't be afraid, and they should just say the things they want to say.
Excellent.
They shouldn't be nervous. They should just like be excited that they're on it.
Okay.
For the first time.
Excited, not nervous. Elliot? Have fun, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Elliot just wants everybody to have fun. So that is now our third show. This has been Damarian Boyer, Elliot Lupo, Catherine Warren. We are signing off, and we're going to wish everyone
a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
Oh, I was going to say that.
There it is. Okay, thanks, everybody. And till next time, the Warner Star.
Join us next time for more stories from the Warner Stars.